From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The head of the Eurozone Finance Ministers Group received written proposals for economic reforms from the Greek government less than 2 hours before an EU-imposed deadline. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports in Berlin. Athens creditors will review the measures to see if Athens qualifies for another bailout.
The finance ministers will meet Saturday to go over the proposals and prepare their leaders for the emergency summit on Sunday that will decide Greece's financial fate. Several Greek news outlets report the proposals are tougher than before and include raising taxes in the retirement age. Athens creditors for months had demanded those measures be part of any new bailout deal, but Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had refused. The Greek parliament is to vote on Friday on his cabinet's latest proposals to the eurozone. Greece is also seeking a debt cut of some sort, but whether the measures will be enough to persuade its largest creditor, Germany, remains to be seen. So far, the Germans have said no, despite pressure from the IMF and a growing number of eurozone leaders. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is threatening to walk away from the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna. Kerry and other officials growing increasingly testy as it becomes clear yet another deadline to reach an agreement midnight Friday is not likely to be reached. However, Kerry also is quick to say that doesn't mean it's time to give up on the talks.
We are not going to sit at the negotiating table forever. We also recognize that we shouldn't get up and leave simply because the clock strikes midnight.
Still, the latest setback is significant. Six nations, including the U.S., want Iran to rein in its disputed nuclear program. Iran, for its part, is calling for an easing of economic sanctions. The Iran nuclear talks have already been extended twice since June. Cosmetics company Coty is joining forces with Cincinnati-based Procter & Gamble. More than 40 P&G beauty brands will become part of Coty. As Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports, it's a deal worth at least $12.5 billion.
The corporate blending will make Coty one of the largest cosmetics companies in the world. The deal includes P&G's global salon professional hair care and color, retail hair color, cosmetics, fragrances, and some hair styling products. Some of the most recognizable brands are Miss Clairol, Max Factor, and CoverGirl. It's a major divestiture of assets for the consumer products giant. P&G officials say after the deal closes in late 2016, consumers will see no differences in the products. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
The New York Stock Exchange says it's now determined a more than three-hour outage yesterday was the result of a problem with a software upgrade to the company's computers. Trading was suspended on the NYSE yesterday after problems began during the morning, and the big board remained closed until just before the final closing bell. According to the NYSE, the upgrade caused communication problems between its trading software. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 33 points today. This is NPR. The United Nations is announcing what it's calling an unconditional humanitarian pause in the ongoing conflict in Yemen, starting at midnight local time tomorrow. The UN spokesman saying the agency's confirming commitments from all parties to stop the violence. The UN says humanitarian aid cannot be reached to those as a result of the ongoing fighting there. More than 3,000 people have died since March when a Saudi-led and U.S.-backed coalition began launching airstrikes against rebels. There is new evidence that bumblebees, nature's most hardworking pollinators, are getting squeezed by a warming climate. As NPR's Dan Charles explains, the range of places where some types of those bees live is shrinking.
Unlike honeybees, which are managed by humans, bumblebees live wild. And in areas where there are lots of these big furry insects, they are the most important pollinators for wildflowers and some agricultural crops. A team of scientists examined a century of bee observations from across North America and Europe, and they found that in recent decades, some species of bumblebees could no longer be found in the warmest, most southern places where they once lived. And unlike some other insects, they are not moving into new areas farther north. There still are bumblebees almost everywhere, but in some areas of the southern United States, there are now fewer types of them. The study appears in the journal Science. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Kentucky clerk who has been refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples says he's now being told by the state's governor to do so or resign from office. Over clerk Casey Davis says he'd rather go to jail than step down. Davis has refused to issue the licenses despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling essentially legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.